In regards to the requirement we discussed in previous classes, that the Altebe writes in the Shulchan Aruch that one is obligated to approximate the blessing of Al Netilas Yadayim as much as possible to waking up, and thus immediately after the original washing, one is to proceed to the bathroom and then immediately wash hands a second time with the bracha. Many asked questions regarding if certain things may be done prior to the second washing, such as washing out the mouth, washing the face, maybe getting dressed. So we'll try to clarify regarding these matters what may be done prior to the immediate second washing and blessing. Regarding rinsing out the mouth, it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch of the Mechaber and in the Alter Rebbe in 417, that some have the custom to rinse out the mouth in the morning to remove the ririm, which is an uncomfortable substance that's found in the mouth upon awakening. And they do this in order so they can bless Hashem with holiness and purity. That is the wording of the Alter Rebbe. Now, although the Alter Rebbe records this as some have the custom, the Chabad custom is printed in Sefer HaMenhagim and in letters of the Rebbe, based on the Rebbe Rashab, is to rinse out the mouth in the morning prior to reciting brachas. And thereby, following this directive, we would need to rinse out our mouths prior to reciting the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. So the proper order would be is that either while we're in the bathroom, we would rinse out our mouth, or after leaving the bathroom, before performing the second washing, we would rinse out our mouth, and this is not considered an interval as it is necessary for the sake of saying the bracha in purity and holiness as the wording of the Alter Rebbe. Regarding fast days, it's brought down in Paiskim, in the Mechaber 567.3, as well in Sefer HaMenhagim, that we do not rinse our mouth in the morning in fast days, on public fast days, that is. A private fast day, such on the fast day of a chasan, day of his wedding, it would be permitted, but on a public fast day, we do not rinse our mouth out at all, unless this is causing discomfort, in which rinsing out the mouth on a fast day is permitted. But the point is that on a fast day, we are not particular in this matter, and in fact, we're particular not to rinse out the mouth prior to brachas. Regarding how many times to rinse the mouth, so it's brought in the Eimek HaBracha, the Rebbe mentions this in his letter, that he writes to rinse it out three times is not necessarily a directive for Chabad, Chassidim, but it is an opinion mentioned within Paiskin. So this is regarding washing the mouth. Regarding doing other matters before washing the second time, such as getting dressed, so the Alter Rebbe doesn't really discuss this. And ideally, if someone is going to be remaining in the bathroom getting dressed, there shouldn't be such an issue with it, since he's anyways in an area where he cannot recite the bracha yet. However, there's no necessity to get dressed prior if someone is dressed modestly. We do not find anywhere in Halacha that there's a prohibition in reciting the bracha Al Netilas Yadayim while one is in pajamas. And therefore, one who desires to do so can do so. One who desires not to do so can not do so. Regarding washing out the face, it is brought down that in the Shulchan Aruch, the one is to wash his face in the morning. This is not necessarily before blessings. It can be done also after blessings, before Shacharis is brought down in Paiskim. And therefore, one does not necessarily have to wash and rinse his face prior to the recital of the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. All in all, the purpose is that all you're doing to prepare for the bracha is valid and is not considered an interval, but at the same time, one must try and place effort to approximate the bracha as much as possible to the original washing.